Thank you, Greg. Please hold your applause. So, I was watching a show on Netflix called Explained. It's a documentary series in which they cover many different topics, each episode devoted to its own central theme. Within this series, there's a mini-series called The Mind. And one of these episodes is called Mindfulness. In the Mindfulness episode, scientists conducted brain scans on people who practice something called mindfulness meditation. First, let me explain to you what mindfulness meditation is, for those who may not be familiar. And don't worry, it doesn't have anything to do with opening your mind or emptying your mind or anything like that. As we know, some forms of meditation can be dangerous. But this isn't like that at all. Simply put, mindfulness meditation is the exercise of listening to your own breathing, doing your best to keep your focus on your breathing and not allowing your mind to wander. When beginners try this, they have a hard time keeping their focus, and their mind starts to wander almost immediately. And they have to fight to keep focused. But over time and practice, it gets easier and easier to maintain an inward focus, resulting in self-control and self-awareness. So what did the brain scans reveal about these people who practice mindfulness meditation? The science gets pretty deep into the brain's anatomy and psychology, but essentially what it found is that people who practice the exercise of mindfulness meditation, just focusing on their breathing, had an abnormally high level of control over their own emotions. You see, there's something called the amygdala, which is basically the emotion center of your brain. For most people, when the amygdala senses that there's something dangerous in their environment, it triggers an immediate response, increasing blood pressure and perspiration, often called the fight or flight response. Some people have very extreme reactions resulting in anxiety, depression, insomnia. Sometimes they experience road rage or burst into tears of frustration. More about the amygdala is covered in another episode of the same miniseries that's called Anxiety. What mindfulness meditation accomplishes is it exercises our ability to pay attention to what's going on in our minds, understanding where our emotions are coming from, and allowing to respond appropriately and objectively. It's about understanding why we feel what we feel, acknowledging the purpose of those feelings, and then proceeding with what we decide to be the best course of action with our conscious mind, which is the frontal lobe. Not surprisingly, mindfulness meditation has been proven effective significantly at reducing anxiety, depression, eating disorders, insomnia, and daily stress. And it effectively increases focus, concentration, and mood, according to scientific studies, all just by listening to one's own breathing. As Christians, we are taught many times by the Word of God to take our thoughts captive, to rise above our carnal instincts, and to transform our hearts and our minds so that we may be ambassadors of Christ in a world that has abandoned the teachings and the laws of God. You don't need to turn there, but a few scriptures in mind. Micah 6, verse 8, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." In Matthew 5, verse 14, Christ tells us, "You are a light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." And in verse 16, "Let your light shine, so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." In order to fulfill the purpose of our calling, we must learn to act differently from the rest of mankind. We are asked to change the way that we think by the renewing of our minds. And we're asked to learn to be slow to react. Christ's half-brother James told us in James 1, verse 19 through 20, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of a man does not produce the righteousness of God." It's not easy to stand out in today's world. I know from my own personal experience, that I always tend to want to blend in with society. It's part of our nature to want to be part of a group and to belong. Sure, my colleagues know that I'm a Christian. They know that I observe the seventh-day Sabbath with diligence and that I always take time off for the holy days. Some of them even become determined to figure out what kind of Christian I am, insisting I must belong to some sort of denomination that they've heard of. But is that really enough? I often ask myself, am I diligent enough for people to notice, even if they don't know about my religious observances? Is God's light truly shining through me, or do I just look like everyone else 6 days a week? I think that these are not only questions that we should always be asking ourselves, but that we should also be actively doing something about it. What I've learned from mindfulness is this: the things that will truly make us stand out before the world is how we react when the going gets tough. It's in those hard times that people can see us react with compassion and mercy instead of anger and frustration, or when we refuse to take advantage of a situation when the opportunity for ill gain presents itself. It's the fruits of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians 5 that will cause us to stand out before the world and for people to take notice. And I believe that exercising mindfulness meditation can help us to get there far more effectively than just study alone. By learning mindfulness, we can learn to appear more like Christ, to reflect His love and His Spirit. Just like an athlete who has to work out his daily regimen, without which he or she wouldn't be able to excel in their sport, we must learn to exercise self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and self-control, to put away our carnal reactions in difficult situations and to become more like Christ. I encourage you all to watch the mindfulness episode of Explained if you do have a Netflix streaming subscription. If not, there are many YouTube tutorials and even mobile apps on mindfulness meditation and how to practice it. I'd like to conclude today by reading a scripture that I believe sums it all up, one that I know we're all familiar with, and that's Romans 12 and verse 1. It says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."